Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Welcome back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show as we are gearing up for a full hour with some of the biggest names in sports. We're going to hit it hard on the gridiron as we have got a number of topics to discuss, and it is always a pleasure when one of our favorite guests joins us. We're looking so forward to hearing from the former head coach of the Texas A&M Aggies, Coach R.C. Slocum. Good morning, Coach, and I trust all is well in College Station.
Good morning, Alyssa. It's a beautiful day today. Sun is shining in College Station.
Well, yeah, and you're signing autographs there at the AT&T store. You upgraded from a BlackBerry to an iPhone. What happened there?
Upgrading, yeah.
Well, listen, first of all, I wanted to invite you back on the program and congratulate you on your recent induction into the College Football Hall of Fame. I mean, what an incredible way, RC, to finish out 2012. You had the big night in New York City at the Waldorf Astoria. I mean, what was that like reflecting on your incredible journey in college football?
It was so much fun, and we had a bunch of A&M people that went up there to help me celebrate that, and I had some of my former players up there, Bucky Richardson and Ray Childress, and some guys, Fred Caldwell, and I told them it had been such a journey from Orange, Texas, growing up as I did there, and through the game of football, allowed me to do so many wonderful things. First of all, going to college. Football gave me a chance to do that with a scholarship, and then all the fun experiences over the years, and I'm very honored to be in the Hall of Fame with the other great coaches that are there, but I fully realize how they got there, just like I did. I had some great players and great assistant coaches, and I coached at a great place, Texas A&M.
You know, you mentioned some of the coaches. There were actually three coaches, 14 players that were inducted, and what an impressive list. You're talking about the former Tennessee coach in Phil Fulmer, Jimmy Johnson, of course, who coached at Oklahoma State and Miami, and some of the players, Ty Detmer and Art Monk. I mean, did you guys have an opportunity to kind of huddle up and get together and relive some of those magical memories?
When we were in New York, we were really busy running with press conferences and whatever, the big dinner that night. But recently, the Sugar Bowl brought the Hall of Fame, the National Football Foundation, and the Sugar Bowl brought us all to New Orleans for the game. And the night before the game, we went out to a private dinner at Antoine's, very nice place. And we had just a little private room with our group. And at the end of our dinner, each Hall of Fame inductee got a chance to stand up and talk about where they're from, their careers, what they did. I sat at the table with Art Monk, was one of the guys, and really enjoyed him and his wife and Phil Fulmer and just a bunch of the guys to hear their stories and how much the game of football, each of them, the common thread among all of us was just how much the game had, what role it had played in our lives.
And I'm certain that there were a lot of compelling stories that were told. Any that you would feel free to share, perhaps, with us?
Well, just, you know, Otis Armstrong, Ty Detmer, of course, grew up here in Texas, and someone that I've known Ty for a long time, coached against him in the Holiday Bowl in 1990. And so we had a good time getting together and ribbing each other. In that game, some of the your listeners might recall, he had won the Heisman Trophy that year, but he suffered a dislocated broken collarbone in the game. And then he had already been selected for the Japan All-Star Game, and I was the coach that year. And so I had to go with him and his sweet wife to Tokyo and spend a week over there, him walking around in a sling, which one of my players had caused. But it was just fun to be around those guys. And the one thing that I will say, and it's the experience, I talked to someone about this week, and I experienced it at the All-Star Games I went to. The people that achieve at that level, the Hall of Fame, like these players, they're special people.
Right.
You know, it's not there's a whole lot of guys around that have ability and have great ability. But the ones that really, when you start talking about the Pro Bowl or the College Football Hall of Fame, the ones that go play in these postseason games, those people, there's a whole lot to them as people, too. They're special qualities that allow them to take advantage of the ability that they're given.
Well, we are talking to a very special guest. That, of course, is R.C. Slocum, the former head coach at Texas A&M, the recent inductee into the 2012 class of the College Football Hall of Fame. And, R.C., you and I had a chance to actually catch up earlier in the week, and I understand that the College Football Hall of Fame, it's been solidified. They are going to be moving it to Atlanta, Georgia. How is that taking place? Have you talked to Steve Hatchell about that?
Well, yeah, I have, and Steve's excited about it.
I bet.
We'll have a $60-plus million facility in Atlanta, downtown, right in the middle of the sports complex.
Wow.
Very good sponsors that have signed on. And the facility was wonderful in South Bend. I actually had a chance a couple of years ago to go up there when Gene Stallings and Ray Childress were inducted and go through the facility, and it was really great, but it was kind of off the beaten path. Unless you were really a Notre Dame fan or perhaps going to an event in South Bend, not many people, you know, not as many people got to go through that facility, and they felt like moving it to Atlanta, which is a great sports town and gets a lot of traffic in that sports area down there, that would be a better long-term venue for the Hall of Fame. And they've gotten some great financing. It's going to be a really nice facility.
Great location, great venue, and we are going one-on-one with R.C. Slocum, former head coach at Texas A&M. We know him well right here in the state of Texas. And let's move forward. Let's talk about your Texas A&M Aggies, because what in the world is in the drinking water down there in College Station? I mean, such an incredible run. You shocked a lot of folks by going 11-2 in the inaugural season in the SEC. And, of course, Johnny Football, we'll talk about him here momentarily. But as you've had a chance over the past couple of weeks just to kind of reflect on everything, what was your impression?
Oh, it's just an amazing season. I've now been here in College Station, been involved with A&M for 40 seasons, 40 years I've been here. And I have to say, 30 of those I was involved with the coaching. But this was the most fun season of any of those years, where everything just kind of fell into place. We had a new coaching staff, new head coach. We had an unknown new quarterback. We were moving into a new conference, so yeah. There was so much uncertainty about this season going into it. And in every question, our coaching staff, I'm actually going tonight to Houston for the Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Awards dinner. I hope and expect that Coach Sumlin will win that award. There's several nominees, and there's some great coaching jobs done this year, but I don't think anyone, when you consider the things that I just mentioned, that he was in a brand new staff, in a new job, with an unknown redshirt freshman quarterback, playing in a new league, which was the toughest league in college football. There's no coach in America had that much uncertainty about his season. And to come out of that, win the bowl game, beat a 10-2 team by 28 points in the bowl game, and a team that was well-coached and a known team around college football at the University of Oklahoma. We have great respect for them and for Bob Stoops and his staff. And to play like our guys did in the bowl game, no one did a better coaching job than Kevin Sumlin this year.
Yeah, I have to say, being a Sooner, that was tough to swallow. 41-13, you did defeat our Sooners in the Cotton Bowl. And of course, as you're just highlighting, talking about, you know, this was a lot of uncertainty coming into this season, competing in college football's toughest conference, without a doubt, the SEC. And I think so much attention has been on, of course, and we're going to hit on him here in just a moment, Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel. But you really have to tip your hat to first-year head coach Kevin Sumlin. I mean, he did an amazing job putting all the pieces of the puzzle together and then going out there and having these guys ready to execute.
He really did. I'm really not surprised at all. Kevin worked for me when I was coaching A&M. I have a tremendous regard for him as a person and as a coach. And, you know, one thing, just to backtrack just a second here, I don't want to pass. The Oklahoma game, Alyssa, I was so impressed. That was a good football game, very competitive for a long time in
True.
The game. And one of the things that I came away with that I was very proud of and impressed, both of those teams were playing hard and competing, but there wasn't all the pushing and shoving and trash talking and all the some of the stuff that you see sometimes in these games. Both of those players, I think there was a great respect, obviously, between Kevin and Bob Stoops. But the players showed that on the field, too. They played hard and played competitively, but there was a real sportsmanship kind of an air that night, and I'm proud of that, and applaud both universities, both teams for that.
And I know, Coach, you're very proud of Johnny Manziel. I mean, of course, wins the Heisman, the first freshman in college football history to win that. It really was an incredible story, and I have to share with you, you know, we've seen so many Heisman winners over the years, and I think of Tim Tebow, Danny Werfel. I mean, guys, just class acts and how they handle themselves, and I thought, man, he was just inspiring to watch as a parent going, that's how I want my son to, you know, handle himself in that kind of situation.
Well, to start with, he appeared to me to have a lot of fun playing. You know, I've watched him practice. I go by and watch the workout some, and in practice and in the games, he's out there smiling and playing and just having fun playing the game of football. And I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I've never seen a player do all the things that he does in a game, and it's the anticipation on each play. I said, okay, I wonder what's going to happen here. And then he said, oh, he's going to run. Oh, no, he's going to throw. Oh, no, he's running again. Oh, there. I mean, just, you know, within the course of a play, you know, it changes two or three times about whether it's going to be a run or a pass or which direction or who he's throwing to or whatever. And to do that all year and to get better at doing it, he's just remarkable. I sent in this Legends Coaches poll that I'm involved in, I sent each of those coaches a little video clip of the scoring plays towards the end of the season. I got a note back from Bobby Bowden, and he said, R.C., that is the most complete college quarterback I've ever seen. And
wow.
Notice I said, ever seen. And that's coming from someone who's seen a lot of pretty good quarterbacks.
Absolutely. R.C. Slocum with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We want to pause and direct you to our radio website. We got all kinds of good stuff on there. And, of course, you're going to be able to hear this interview if you're dialing in and tuning in a little bit late. Go to eradiosports.com. Right now we're talking about the first freshman in college football history, Johnny Manziel, to win the Heisman. And, you know, I just go back to when he, you know, gave his acceptance speech. Have you ever seen a 20-year-old so composed and articulate and just embracing the moment?
He did it great. I was at the dinner on Monday night. Is the big acceptance dinner, big dinner at the Marriott Marquis. And what he said was very good, and his delivery was excellent. I like to say he was a pro. He played. He did that night. He performed just like he did all season. He was just awesome. And I've got, you know, you just can't say enough good things about him. And the impact, and I said earlier before the Heisman, I said there was not a player that I saw all year, and I watched a lot of football, but there was no one else that I knew of that made a greater impact on his team and the success of his team than Johnny Manziel did on the Texas A&M team.
Let's talk about Texas A&M as we look ahead. What the Aggies are going to lose 12 starters. I mean, what is the future? What can we anticipate going into next year?
Well, I think it'll be good, but I'm going to tell you, like I've told a lot of Aggies here in the last few days, they say, well, what about you think we're going to be number one next year? I'm like, hey, don't worry about next year. Right now, we just had a special, wonderful, awesome season, and let's relish that. Let's enjoy it. Let the coaches, Coach Sumlin, he needs to move forward, and the players need to, but the rest of the fans, just right now, enjoy this. Don't start worrying about if we're going to be ranked number one or number two or how good or whatever. And so I'm just enjoying. I have no idea. You know, just on paper, it looks like we got a chance to be pretty good next year, but a lot can happen between now and then. So right now, let's keep talking about this past year and how much fun it was.
How big of a difference was it from playing in the Big 12 Conference and going to the SEC?
You know, that's a good question. I don't really know how to answer that. Because the Big 12 obviously had some good teams this year. One of the things that I was really proud of, though, is that our players and our coaches, starting with Coach Sumlin, I thought they really embraced the challenge of going into SEC. There were those, some of our own people, I hate to say, were naysayers and very skeptical about our ability to go into that league and compete. And some of that's just out of respect for the SEC, but our coaches, I thought, from day one, did a great job of embracing the opportunity and saying, yeah, we know it's going to be tough. We know it's going to be a challenge, but it should be. There should be a certain excitement to going into a league and knowing it's going to be very challenging. And I thought our players and coaches accepted the challenge and never were looking for some excuse for failure. They were looking for opportunity, and they were given that plan in a new league. Played a bunch of tough games on the road. I was over at the Alabama game. They walked in. That stadium was awesome that night. Yes. And I said, you know, if they can come in here and play in this atmosphere, they can play anywhere. And we played fair. We were ahead 20-0 at the end of the first quarter. I was sitting with Paul Bryant Jr., and he's, you know, I've seen a lot of games in the stadium. We've lost a few, not many. But to be honest, I've never seen anybody come in here and start off a game like you started this game.
We're getting ready to wrap it up this weekend on the Big E Sports Show with R.C. Slocum, former head coach of Texas A&M. And I have to ask you this, one of the biggest storylines that's going on right now. We were just talking about your Heisman winner and Johnny Manziel and, of course, the runner-up and Manti Te'o. You ever seen such a bizarre story unfold? I mean, do you want to weigh in on this? What's your impressions?
I'll weigh in just very briefly.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like anything else. You know, without knowing the details, I don't want to take a strong position one way or the other. I think it's a tragedy, and that whatever the realities are, it's a sad story for somebody. And however it came to happen, whatever, it's very sad. I'm disappointed for the young man. I'm sad for him and sad for everybody involved in it, but it is you never cease to be amazed in the world nowadays of the internet and all the, you know, the social media and whatever. I'm not too surprised at much, but I think there's a truth in this that everybody, all the players, all the coaches need to understand that whatever it is, sooner or later the truth always comes out.
That's right.
And so I think there's a lesson to all of us and to all young players that don't think in this world that you're going to get away with doing this or doing that. Sooner or later, the truth will come out. And so I used to tell my coaches, whatever you do, whatever you say, wherever you go, if you would feel comfortable with being on the front page of the Dallas Morning News, then you're probably okay because that's where it might very well be. So be very careful in your choice of words and your choice of activities, your choice of where you go and who you go with. And so I think that's the lesson. I guess over time this will get sorted out. We'll know more about it.
Yes, that is so true. And, you know, all student-athletes, I think they need to take time to go to YouTube and listen to your commencement speech that you provided because there were some great tenets in there that you can take away from.
Well, thank you. It was fun. That was a fun opportunity, too, that there's a whole education beyond the courses that you take in college.
That's
there's
right.
Another education that a youngster needs before going out into the world. And those lessons, unfortunately, over the years, coaches, I think, have done as good a job. Of course, it all should start in the home with the family. Our churches have played a big role, but in a lot of cases, the churches are not even involved in the young people's
yes.
lives. In a lot of cases, the families are dysfunctional, or maybe there's not even much of a family there. A single parent working all the time. So the kids are kind of raising themselves, and our coaches, I think, can play a critical role if they are motivated the right way and teaching the right things. And kids somewhere have to learn these lessons. And if you start saying, well, how's my child? How's the kid down the street? How's he going to learn that? How's she going to learn that? And you say, who does it? Parents do it. Churches do it. Schools do it. And so I applaud our coach. We're trying. I'm still involved right now, very much involved with the American Football Coaches Association. And we're doing everything we can to help our coaches and to impress upon them how important their roles are. Way, way more important than winning football games or basketball games or whatever is the job, the role that they have in these young people and helping them develop as people.
We're getting ready to wrap it up with our interview with R.C. Slocum, of course, former head coach at Texas A&M. And what's on the slate for you in 2013? Are you going to be doing some traveling?
There's always stuff going on. My wife sometimes saying I overbook my schedule. I said, you know, I'm just going to try to do all that I can do while I can still do.
That's right.
I'm getting an award in April I'm very excited about. There's an association called the Horatio Alger Association, and they do wonderful things with young people, helping young people, and they recognize some individuals over the years, some people around the country that really do a lot in terms of helping young people who have maybe had a hard go of it, helping those people, giving them a chance to overcome their situations. And it's the whole premise, Horatio Alger was a writer that wrote stories about in America This is a land of opportunity, and if you're willing to, regardless of what your original station in life, what you were born into, if you're willing to work hard and get an education and do the right things, you can rise above your early placement in life, and this will be the first week in April in Washington, D.C., so I look forward to that.
Absolutely, and you are certainly living proof of that. R.C. Slocum has been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Coach, we look forward to talking to you and catching up in the spring. Take care, okay?
Thanks, Melissa.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment.